What about varmints?
Well, yeah, I've heard of that.
Mm-hmm. You want to take care of those?
No, I like some.
Mm-hmm. What about a very common animal that runs around in trees, got a bushy tail?
Squirrel?
Mm-hmm. Do you know about different types around here?
Mm-mm.
Like a gray squirrel, a red squirrel, fox squirrel, something like
part
that?
I have a fox squirrel, but that's the only thing I know.
What about an animal that looks like a squirrel, but it doesn't have the bushy tail, and it's usually smaller, doesn't climb trees?
Hmm. I don't know.
Like a chipmunk or ground squirrel?
Oh, chipmunk. I've heard of them. I had never seen any around here.
But you've heard of them.
Mm-hmm.
Do you care anything about fishing?
Yeah, I don't know much about it, but I go fishing.
When people go fishing around here, what do they usually fish for?
There's like bass tournament, stuff like that, and they fish for that. And then white perch or something like that, just to cook and eat, you know.
Mm-hmm. When you're going fishing, what might you use for live bait?
Minnow. Or a worm, a cricket, or something like that.
I see. What about seafood that you can get around here in stores?
You mean cheese for bait?
No, cheese.
Oh, you can get shrimp and oysters, and you can get flounder.
Mm-hmm.
That's about what everybody around here eats.
Okay. What about these animals that you hear croaking around ponds at night? Those are just
frogs.
Yeah. Do you have different names for them according to whether they're around water or not? Something like that? Maybe the big one with the deep voice around
water.
Maybe
a bullfrog or something like that.
Okay. What about one that stays on land mostly?
Toad.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. You ever seen these little tiny ones?
Tree frogs, sure. Or something like that.
Yeah. Is there anything about a tree frog that you've heard that might be a little unusual?
No.
Like they are supposed to all come out after rain or something like that?
Well, yeah. They're usually kind of green.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I see a lot of them after rain.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about this animal that has a hard shell and he can pull his head in for protection?
A turtle.
Mm-hmm. Different types?
It's a snapping turtle. And some people call them a gopher or something like that.
What is that?
I just think of it as a turtle.
Have you ever seen one?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. But probably a gopher stays on land.
I would think so. I don't know.
Okay. Do people ever call it a terrapin?
I have never heard that.
Okay. What about these things that some people eat them, especially in New Orleans? Usually find them in freshwater streams. They might look like a tiny little lobster. They swim away backwards from you.
I don't know.
Crawfish.
Crawfish and crawdad. No, I don't have crayfish around here.
But a crawfish and crawdad would be the same.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine. A few insects. This insect is bad about getting in your clothes and eating holes in them.
Moth.
Yeah, the plural of that, you say three or four.
Moth.
Okay. What about an insect that you usually see flying around at night that blinks on and off?
I call that a lightning bug.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen any recently.
I haven't either. I used to catch them.
Put them in jars. Yeah. I guess people do that everywhere. What about an insect that's got kind of a long, thin body and transparent wings? You usually find them around lakes or ponds, and they like to light on your fishing boat. You have to twitch it.
Like a dragonfly or something?
Yeah. Right. Heard another word for them?
I don't think so.
What about mosquito hawk or snake doctor?
Mm-mm.
Hadn't heard those. Okay. What about insects around here that are bad about stinging?
Yeah, about stinging? Yellow jackets and bees and wasps and...